Spring into deals at Lowe's. Shop select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets, 2 for $15, for the perfect addition to Mom's garden. Plus, get 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/6, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
When someone tells you a ghost story or a story, more specifically like a guardian angel type story, a lot of times we will associate it with maybe a deceased loved one that's watching out for them and helping them navigate life in one way, shape, or form. Not very often do we hear someone thinking that maybe their guardian angel is a celebrity and actually finish out the letter kind of making sense. And because I say that because sometimes you'll get to like something really extreme and then you can tell, oh, there's something not quite right here. And you don't want to read it because it goes off the rails a bit. This one, not so much. This one really was like, they were just as surprised at who they thought was their guardian angel as to why and the time that the fascination with this person came on. Very interesting timing with the death of a loved one and having had no previous interest in this deceased celebrity at all until that moment. Very, very interesting. Take a listen, find out who it is, and enjoy. Ever since I was a little kid, I experienced various ghostly encounters. Maybe not too many, but one of my earliest experiences was witnessing my mother astral project when I was 6. If that even counts as a ghostly experience of some kind, this occurrence in the house I grew up in Wheat Ridge, Colorado. I'm lying in bed, wide awake. All of a sudden, I see a ghostly vision of my mother float through the hallway, kind of freaking out a bit, so I called out to her. She responded from the next bedroom and told me that everything was okay and she knew what was going on. Outside of that experience, my first experience came when I was 8 in the same house where I witnessed my mother astral project in Wheat Ridge. I was lying in bed, wide awake. All of a sudden, I see a shadowy figure walk from our front door to the kitchen area, which was a straight shot. I heard no door open and close, nor did I hear the floor creaking from someone walking. Next day, I asked my parents if they were up the previous night to go outside, and they both said no. In 2008, when I was 31, I was at a friend's house in Westminster, Colorado. He was telling us about a ghost that haunts his house. I started playing the ghost hunter. I asked questions like, if you're in this room now, give us a sign. Sure enough, you'd hear a tap or two, There was another night when we were hanging out at his house and kept hearing tapping. Another friend pulled out his camera to take a picture from where the sound was. I couldn't believe my eyes what the camera caught. It was a ghostly image of a man wearing Viking attire. He even smiled at the camera, too. There's a road in Thornton, Colorado, which has confirmed history of hauntings. It's about 10 to 15 minutes from my current house. It's called Riverdale Road. There's one story where a car will pull up behind you and want to try to race you. Supposedly, if you race them, you'll see the car disappear. It may lead to your death. I have numerous experiences on Riverdale Road, so I'm going to talk about each experience in several paragraphs. The first time I went on Riverdale Road was in 2008, around Halloween. I drove my car. We were trying to look for a tree where witch hangings once occurred. On the way to trying to find it, there was a pickup truck that had dirty windows, almost like a random truck following you in a horror movie. We realized we passed the tree, so we pulled over. The truck eventually passed us. We found the tree and pulled over, got out for a solid 20 to 30 minutes. It was creepy. The tree was on the side road. A dirt road led to a dairy farm, far from where the tree was. You can almost picture witches walking on the road towards the tree. We were hanging out and all of a sudden heard some girls laughing, almost fairly close too. There was a little ditch off to the left of the dirt road. We kept seeing a lady in a white dress appear. My friends wanted to go. I was rather curious and wanted to stay. Remind you, I was driving. That night when I got to my house, I heard a strange click in my car as I shut it off. From that moment, which click would happen from time to time until 2016, when I got rid of it, almost 8 years. After our first experience at Riverdale Road, we went again the next night. Not much happened. The only thing was strange was when we got to the tree, we heard the strange, continuous sound coming from it. Another friend and I went again a couple days later. This time, we were kind of curious and wanted to drive closer to the dairy farm. We turned around real fast. We saw a ghostly image of a man floating towards us, wearing an apron and holding up a knife. The last time I seen action on that road was in 09, the next year. We got lost trying to look for the tree. We noticed a car speeding up behind us before eventually passing us. We turned around, that same car sped up behind me. Again, went around me. We found the tree. We got out for a little bit. We then decided to drive down the road a little bit more. We then saw a shadowy figure cross us. We backed out and left. I married my wife in 2013. For our honeymoon, we stayed at Colorado's premier haunted attraction, the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park. It was strange because I noticed as I took showers in our room, I get this eerie feeling I was being watched. There was one night I was lying in bed. I was lying on my stomach. I felt pressure on my back, like someone pushing me. I quickly turned over and looked at my wife, and it was not her. We took a ghost tour at the Stanley. I thought it was really cool. There was a story of a maid that died in a fire. She'd haunt the hotel and try to break couples apart if she thought they were not properly married. I felt she could have been the one that may haunt me. We went in this music hall type auditorium. There was a basement where various rooms of people had actually stayed. There was a room where a gentleman stayed and he had some mental health issues. Each time we went into that room, we had to announce who we were and that we were coming in. As you walked in the room, you can sense the comfortless. Across the hall, there was a room where a runaway girl died in a fire in 1969. Her name was Lucy. One of the ways she haunts the room is her ghost would close the door by itself. I found it really intriguing and at the same time a bit skeptical. What if the door is spring-loaded? What convinced me that this was real was there was a moment when I was out of the room. As I walked back in, the door started closing. That instance, I approached the door, stopped it, so I could walk in. In February and March, I came in contact with two mediums to make contact with my parents who have since passed on. I felt both experiences were successful. No Ouija boards or tarot cards were used. During the session I had in March, I made contact with a third person in which something interesting happened during that connection. I'm not going to talk about the medium experiences in its entirety. I'm just going to talk about the initial ghost experience at hand, as well as a detailed description of why I wanted to connect with this third person. In March, I was visiting family in Farmington, New Mexico during this season, so it was conducted via Zoom. I did it in my goddaughter's bedroom. It was the only place where I could find privacy. I made a connection with my mother as well as a second person. That person was Marilyn Monroe. However, I have my reasons why I'm going to refer to her as Norma Jean. The reason I brought her up was what really drew me to her. All of a sudden, I grew a liking to her within weeks after my mother's passing in 1998. My mother had nothing against her. Just boom, out of nowhere, I was very fascinated. I was 21 at the time. I'd seen a picture of her and fell in love since. A picture of her as a brunette, to be exact. My father thought it was weird. I thought I was weird. I had numerous dreams with her in them, all of which almost happened randomly. One of them was her as a brunette. It was weird. Didn't necessarily look like her, but my brain registered that it was the image of her. Another dream, I was walking somewhere and happened to see her. Words were exchanged, in which I can't remember if it was her or me that said, but I said, or I heard, "See you later." I remember waking up and falling asleep again. Sure enough, the prophecy was true. I saw her again. In fact, I'd seen her two times that night. In 2009, I had the honor of seeing the infamous mirror at the Roosevelt Hotel that was in the room which she rented when she resided at the hotel. From what I told the medium, and I wasn't as detailed as I was here, she came to the conclusion that to me, I communicate to her through God or vice versa. The medium had thought this was really cool. I wanted to follow through more into this, but didn't think much about it. I asked someone who I work with who had paranormal experiences, and basically she stated that Norma Jean could be my guardian angel. It's funny because around the time I met with the first medium, I thought about this. I randomly did a web search of guardian angels. One struck my eye and I opened it. According to what the website said, a person's guardian angel is based on the time you were born. I clicked my birth date and described what my guardian angel was. It even had a picture and an image of what they may appear as. I thought, wow, was I meant to see this? It was a picture of a blonde woman in a red dress. There are perhaps thousands of photographs of Norma Jean wearing red dresses, swimsuits, sweaters, even as a brunette. During our conversation about Norma Jean, I heard something fall from behind me. Remind you, I was on my goddaughter's bed. All there were stuffed animals on the bed. When I looked back, it looked like nothing was tweaked with. When I heard the item fall, it seemed to me that it wasn't a mechanism to scare me, but to say, "Hi, I see you." The next day, I told the medium about that, and she thought it was very interesting. On Easter, I was talking with a cousin about the experience I had with Norma Jean. I didn't necessarily tell her who it was. I showed her a picture. She had a gut feeling that was who I was talking about. I gave her some clues regarding Norma Jean. I didn't mention any movies, or did I say she was a blonde? My cousin had thought I said blonde. After my three medium experiences, I became more convinced that some mediums are honest and are able to make solid connections with loved ones and also other people as well. On an added note, one day in June, I saw a black and yellow butterfly flying around as I was doing yard work. As they say, butterflies are a sign that angels are present. I keep wondering who it could be. The whole day it was on my mind. The next day I went to the local grocery store to pick some things up, and when I got in line, I randomly had seen a commemorative magazine of Marilyn Monroe. The day after the store run, I had to go back to the store. I entered the same line. The magazine was not there. I can't make this up. But it's something that will stick with me for the rest of my life.
Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves. You're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit ncl.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry the Bahamas and USA.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.